Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Start with the Irish Independent. 200 websites target Irish users with financial scams is their headline. More than 200 scam websites targeted Irish people last year, including fake online shops and fraudulent loan websites claiming to be regulated by the central bank. Financial scams jumped by 52%, with criminals impersonating revenue, Unpost and banks. Businesses said their company details were stolen to create convincing fake sites, and losses from investment scams on social media reached tens of thousands of euro, according to that report. And that's on the front page of the Irish Independent. And I'm sure many of us get those scam texts looking for information on a regular basis at this stage. The Irish Times, it leads with the Starmer set for a streeting showdown. So the fate of the British Prime Minister is still the headline, leading the paper there. Embattled UK Prime Minister set for talks with one of the main contenders for his job, and unclear whether Streeting will resign from his post today or ask Starmer to quit. So plenty more drama to be seen in London today, no doubt. And of course, the Britain's King Charles will also make the opening speech, the King's speech for the opening of Parliament over there as well, to add to the drama there. Also on the front page of the Irish Times, wholesale electricity prices halved on recent windy days, according to the Climate Change Advisory Council, which is pleading with the government to speed up the supply of renewable power. It said as long as the country needs to import large volumes of fossil fuels to generate electricity, customers will be denied the chance of cheaper bills. And I think that's one of the frustrations of many customers, including myself, that we're told that when the wind blows, we get cheaper electricity wholesale prices, but then it's not necessarily passed on immediately to our bills, is it? So certainly the price gap on high wind days versus high fossil fuel days, according to this report, was 94 euro per megawatt hour compared with 179 euro. The independent body said, however, said the number of new wind and solar farms being developed has slowed and is running behind target. Those stories on the front of the Irish Times. The Irish Examiner, health service facing summer of unrest. The health service is stumbling into a summer of discontent with more paramedic strikes planned for this month, on top of exceptionally busy hospitals and stretched community services. And of course, yesterday, around 2,000 paramedics and emergency staff picketed, including hundreds in Cork and around the country, under SIP2 and Unite, as they called for extra work and responsibilities to be recognised, among other pay-related issues. And that's also the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, as well as the HSE, recorded high numbers of patients waiting for hospital beds, just highlighting the pressures faced by the medical services. Also on the front page of the Examiner, Cork City's quays will be permanently blocked from letting ships dock if a fixed bridge is put across the River Lee for the proposed Cork Lewis project. That's according to the former commercial manager of the Port of Cork, Michael McCarthy, who said the current plans for the Lewis network will sterilise Cork City's maritime culture. That story on the front of the Examiner. Prepare for more ambulance chaos is the lead story on the Irish Daily Mail. The health sector was plunged into chaos yesterday as over 2,000 ambulance staff went on strike, with up to 5 days of action yet to come this month, according to the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Daily Star, it leads with Ballymun blast, grenade attack in kids feud. Bomb horror, a deadly grenade spewed shrapnel out, smashing windows of houses below, because it shows a picture on the front of the paper, and cars in Ballymun, North Dublin, as a feud among young men rages in the area. And there's a quote in on the front of the paper: young fellas are running around streets with semi-auto weapons and hand grenades. So an alarming report there on an incident in Ballymun. The other two tabloids, the Irish Sun and both the Mirror, lead with the same story, different takes on the same story. Father Ted, creator versus RTE. Linehan objects to hit episode on Eurovision night. Father Ted's Joe Rooney has described Graham Linehan's Eurovision war of words with RTE as nuts. The Ted creator, Linehan, accused RTE of anti-Semitism for snubbing this year's contest over Israel's participation. And he was also on the hard shoulder defending his views yesterday, of course. And that headline is My Lovely Farce, and that is also the headline on the Irish Daily Mirror with the same story. Well, a couple of other stories that caught my eye inside the papers, inside the Irish Independent. Government jet sanitised as Irish patients who were on virus-hit cruise must wait until June 21st for the all clear. Two Irish women who are back in Dublin after travelling as passengers on the hantavirus-hit cruise ship MV Hondius will have to wait until June 21st before they get the all clear. Meanwhile, the government jet, which brought the two women home on Sunday night, is now being sanitised in keeping with guidelines and is being made ready for use by members of the government. Of course, it's going to be a busy year for the government with the presidency of the European Union falling under Ireland's role in the second half of the year. A spokesperson for the Department of Defence confirmed that all appropriate measures have been and are being taken with regard to those who travelled in the aircraft and to ensure that the aircraft is back in service as quickly as possible. It comes as investigations are underway in Italy to see if a person who was not a passenger on the ship could have contracted the virus. That story on inside the Irish Independent. Inside the Irish Daily Mirror, it reports that families have been warned about fake leaked exam papers being touted by cyber criminals. Teenagers across Ireland are preparing to face the stressful challenge of sitting down for the leaving and junior certificate exams. And under these conditions, they may be susceptible to scammers looking to cash in on that anxiety. Parents and guardians should be alert to fake exam papers, fraudulent study resources and malicious links targeting anxious and stressed young people online. Internet security experts warn. And that's the X-scam papers headline there on the Irish Daily Mirror. Inside the Irish Independent, fuel prices at pumps fall, but still far above pre-war levels. Charlie Weston reports that petrol and diesel prices have fallen this month due to government's move on to cut excise duty. Diesel prices now cost an average £1.97 a litre, down 17 cents from last month's average, and that's according to the AA Ireland fuel price survey. Petrol is now £1.82 on average, down 9 cents a litre when compared with last month, and it seems to have stabilised for the time being at the moment. I know the petrol station I go to, it's £1.79, so it's just under the £1.80, so, and it has stayed that way for a few weeks. A story in the Irish Daily Mail, going up, safety fears over old weight limits for lifts, and lifts are becoming unsafe as passengers are heavier and manufacturers have failed to adjust their stated limits. Elevators are required to display signs, the maximum number of people they can carry, but these have not been updated for over two decades. It means they're increasingly at risk of being overloaded, even when transporting the number of passengers they have been built for, and that's a conference has heard. That's in the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Daily Star, it has an interview with, it's reporting an interview with Paul McCartney, and he's revealed that a song on his new album was inspired by those suffering hardship and admits life can be tough, even for him, from time to time. And I'll just quickly go to the top 10 comebacks. Don't Come Back in Anger. Rockers Oasis have been pipped to the best comeback of all time by Gavin and Stacey. The Britpop Legends reunion tour last year came second in a poll behind the beloved telly show's big Christmas finale, and James Corden and Ruth Jones' hit sitcom Return for an Emotional Final Return. So it gives the top 10 reunion returns. Caramac is number 4. Take That Reunion. Big Brother returning to the screens is number 6 among those. And Dark Chocolate Kinder Bueno also makes the top 10. And Turkey Twizzlers, and that's in the Irish Daily Star.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.